Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Intimate moments, we talk, we discuss issues of the kingdom. Muruti what?
Daddy Mashakin.
You'll recall that when John saw Jesus,
yeah.
One of the things that he said was, I am the Lion of the tribe of Judah.
Oh, yes.
Now,
oh,
this
yes.
is the Christ that we serve.
Mm.
Welcome. Good evening to you.
Thank you so much, Daddy Mashakin. We really bless the Lord for this opportunity. We are talking about the wisdom of God. What a powerful subject, Daddy Mashakin. What is the wisdom of God mean? Erekisimu lefela, Daddy Mashakin, ka ubua mantua hori. You know, dipidi kamuka, teurinan lezona, they gain wisdom by growing and learning. Including little Nabatu, you gain wisdom because you grow. Hence, that's when wisdom come, and then people they will give you some lessons, the teachings, and so on. You obtain wisdom. But when we talk about wisdom defines who God is. God is wisdom himself. But I want to show you something. God is not limited or subjected by the growth. He does not grow. God does not obtain wisdom because of the number of years, the adipila, like us as people. Rena, the more you grow, the more over 40 or 50 or 60, then you accumulate knowledge. God is so sovereign. He knows everything. The wisdom of God, Ntate Mashakeni, it's so powerful. And in other words, you know, as I indicated to say, creatures gain wisdom by growing and by learning, by, you know, by interacting as well with the world in time and in space. But God does not need to acquire wisdom because he is wisdom. He fills the universe, and, you know, it's like God is actually present at once to all creation at all times, and all things are equally plain and comprehended, you know, by him. You know, you realize that when we say the wisdom of God, the wisdom of the Lord, he carries everything, he carries the world, he knows everything. There is nothing actually that is hidden mohumudimu. But when we refer to the wisdom of God, I want to draw your attention to 1 Corinthians chapter number 1, verse number 24. It tells us that Christ is the power and is the wisdom of God. And because of Christ is the power and the wisdom of God, through this wisdom, the Lord is able to help us, you know, to lead our families. The Lord is able to help us, that Mashakini, even when we go through certain tough times,
right.
The wisdom is provided. Why? Because Christ is the wisdom of God.
Now, we accumulate wisdom and knowledge, principles and values as we grow.
Yes.
I love that, you know, intro of yours.
Oh, yeah.
Pastor Ernest Wadi.
Yeah.
You are able to use it, you know, in life.
Exactly.
Now, you're saying, not with God.
Not with God, Ntate Mashakin. We all the creatures.
I love that. Yes.
Yes, they gain wisdom.
Yeah.
Because they are growing.
Yes.
We gain wisdom because we are growing. We gain wisdom because we are learning.
Yes.
We gain knowledge and wisdom, but God does not accumulate.
That's where I was coming in.
Yes.
God does not accumulate.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Wisdom.
Like us.
Like us.
Wisdom is his nature. He possesses every knowledge.
Muruti.
He fills the universe, and he's present at all times in every corner of the universe.
Present.
Yes.
At all times.
Yeah. Come on, Sobong. I'm trying to show you that God is so great, that what we call wisdom, to him, it is his nature.
It is his nature.
Yeah. because he does not accumulate that like the way we accumulate it.
So go to the university or school in order to accumulate wisdom and knowledge.
Exactly.
In order to live well here on earth.
As you grow.
As you grow.
Yeah.
I love it.
But it's not like that with our God.
Yeah.
That's why I say he fills the universe by his presence. And he's present at all times.
Yes.
Including, you know, his presence to all the creatures of this world.
Mm.
As we seek, as we search, as we go to school to read, we want to accumulate wisdom and understanding and knowledge. But it's not like that with God. God is present at all times, everywhere. It means, Hurin Tatimashakeni, he knows everything. And because God knows everything, runa ke rena ba ileng hore we are accumulating. And Bible e bolela mantsu a mo bukeng ya 1 Corinthians chapter number 1 verse number 24. It says Christ is the power and the wisdom of God. Before lefatshe le ka bateng, before everything, seo re se bonang ka matlho le tseo re sa di boneng ka matlho di ka ba teng ntate Mashakeng, re a tseba gore Christ has been there. And it is through the wisdom of God that everything was created. Now, Mudimu is familiar with everything, even things that which we don't know, or things that which we are not familiar with. God is familiar with everything. The creatures see,
yes,
and we become amazed, we are surprised and we are shocked to say, but really, is there this kind of a creature? It doesn't take God by a surprise.
Murutikwandi, meaning that the things that are happening even in our country now, it does not take God by surprise.
No, it doesn't take God by surprise.
I see.
That's why I say he fills the earth.
He fills the earth.
The universe.
Yeah.
You know, by himself. Even the waves. When you see the waves, the sea, you know, things that are inside, under the sea and under the earth and so on.
Right.
His knowledge is abra. We cannot comprehend, we can't carry, we can't understand knowledge of God.
So moreover, man is taken by surprise.
Yes.
Because he's limited by his own space and environment.
Exactly. Yes. Runa is really about to. We become shocked in that Mashakeni when there is another information.
Yeah.
You know, when the scientist will go up to the moon or under the earth or, you know, whenever, or even under, they come with, you know, things that which we didn't know.
Yeah.
And we become so shocked and surprised, and we say, but with the wisdom of God, the wisdom, according to the wisdom of God, he fills the universe. You know, I'm trying to explain when I say he fills the universe. I'm simply trying to say that Mashakeni, he is everywhere. He is present everywhere. And therefore, he cannot be surprised with the evidence of the scientists.
He cannot be surprised with the evidence of scientists. Intimate moments on a Wednesday evening. I'm not alone here. Tatana Mfundis Ernest Wadi is my guest. I suppose you need this kind of wisdom, you know, as a child of God. Muruti, here is the man born into the household of David.
Yeah.
Took the responsibility from his father. And he had this huge responsibility. You love using that huge responsibility.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, he went to the Lord to ask for wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me.
Yeah. Now you realize that this man, because he lacks knowledge, he lacks wisdom, then he goes to, you know, the one who possesses wisdom. Actually, he goes to the wisdom, because God is wisdom himself. He then says, I am a leader of this community, but I fail at times because my resources, you know, my mind, my knowledge, you know, I accumulated just a little knowledge and wisdom. And he goes to God himself and he says, please grant your servant wisdom to lead. And God gives him wisdom. And this wisdom surprises people, but it doesn't surprise God, because God knew and he knows everything. No, ukona hubona matla le bogolo ba modimo when it comes to wisdom. Tate Bashakeni, to say dintho tse rena re leng batho re di bonang as, you know, wisdom that is revealed to us as men. Mm. It doesn't really take God by surprise. I'm really trying to explain something that I'm not being able to explain it well, that Mashakeni, but God all in all is wisdom.
God all in all is wisdom. Intimate moment, your daily companion. God all in all is wisdom. Now, as we continue with our discussion, my family, thank you for joining us. And I can sense the presence of the Holy Spirit in your space, wherever you are, this evening. Pastor Ernest Wadi is here. Murut, God all in all is wisdom.
Ndadimashakeni, God all in all is wisdom. This is a very powerful statement, Ndadimashakeni. And today, you know, we are now going through the festive seasons. I just want, you know, all the believers to realize and to know, to acknowledge God as the wisdom, to say God will provide us with wisdom even on dealing with these festive seasons, because this is where most of the children of God, they forget about God. They forget. They are taken by, you know, the storms of the festive seasons. You know, some they never get to come to the Lord in prayer and so on. But I want to remind ourselves to say, even during these times, let's acknowledge that God all in all is our wisdom. You know, and by saying this, when you look into 1 Corinthians chapter 1 from verse number 18 all through to chapter 2 and until verse number 16, you realize that Paul discusses the message of the cross and how it is perceived by different people. And Paul argues that the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, that Mashakin. And he simply says, but to those who are being saved, it is the power of God. And he goes on to say that God has made the foolish the wisdom of the world, and that Christ is the power and the wisdom of God. And this is what I want to proclaim as well, to say we are, you know, in these very crucial days today, and these days are the last days where I want us to come back to the knowledge of Christ, to say let us acknowledge Christ as the wisdom of God, to say this wisdom is always with us. And as Paul continues to discuss the message of the cross, he wants people to realize that that Jesus Christ, as the wisdom of God, he died for us. And because of him, we obtain the wisdom of God. As we had said, to say, God all in all is the wisdom.
Amen.
Because Christ is the wisdom of God, by that it means we have obtained Christ and we do have the wisdom of God in our lives.
Now, the very same Christ who is our wisdom, my family, says, come to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Actually, he's making an invitation.
Exactly.
Because he is our wisdom.
You know, I can also link that passage of scripture with Colossians chapter 2, verse number 3, and which says that in Christ are hidden all the treasures and the wisdom and the knowledge. In Christ.
In Christ.
Yes.
Yeah.
All the treasures. We need treasures, Ndate Mashakeni. We need money. We need to know all these things. We can mention a number of treasures that which we need.
Yeah.
Particularly during these festive seasons, you will see people going to and fro, up and down, you know, left, right, center. People are going to be busy because they want to accumulate knowledge. Baba Ngwe, they want to accumulate wisdom. Baba Ngwe, they want to accumulate all the treasures of this world. But the Bible tells us, Colossians chapter 2, verse number 3. Mm. It says, in Christ Jesus, the treasures are hidden there.
I love that one. Yes. The treasures are hidden there.
They are hidden
meaning
there.
Meaning that, Pastor Ernest Hwanti, Christ is all in all.
Exactly. Christ is all and in all.
I suppose.
Everything that which we need.
Yeah.
He is the wisdom of God. Ndati mashakini, kisi piri, so batu basa kone hose understand.
Amen for that.
Tuhela huya kuhu dimu lefasi, uru ubatana le bohlale.
Yeah.
Tuhela huya batung, uru ubatana le tsebo.
Now you are talking.
Tuhela huya dintong, tedinzi ndati mashakini. Bibili ibolela manjwa uri, in Christ, all this is hidden. Come on, someone. If you need wisdom, the wisdom of Christ or the wisdom of God, when a batla kreste, you know, he uka batla kreste fela tsohle o tla di fumana ntate mashakeni.
Now, Pastor Ernest Hwanti, you know what? I love many, many a times when I speak to you, the message of Christ ko wena ite.
Yeah,
it's on your lips. Because sometimes we do things, you know, differently. We want things, not Christ.
We want things
and not Christ.
Not Christ. The Bible tells us that seek first the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And his righteousness.
Mm.
And all these other things will be added unto you.
And more so, Pastor Ernest Hwanti and the family, all things that are pertaining to life, Peter says, they have been given to us.
That's so true.
Kuri dintotsabu pilo on a social level has been given unto us.
Yes.
In as much as the spiritual has been provided.
No, that's so true. That
yeah.
You know, when God calls us, he did not call us because we are wise or we are powerful or we are strong. No, he calls us because of Christ. He wants us to acknowledge that Christ became the wisdom of God for us.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yes.
He became the wisdom of God.
Exactly.
Now, even Solomon requested wisdom from the Lord.
Yeah.
I really don't know what to enter, how to enter and how to come in.
Exactly.
As well.
No, that's so profound in that, Mashakin.
Yeah.
If Solomon was able to come to the Lord and say, I am asking for wisdom. Remember, Rona, we have Christ in our lives. We accept Christ as our, you know, our Savior. We are born again. And remember, once you accept Christ in the Mashakini, you are actually accepting the wisdom of God. And all the wisdom of God, that is why we are not supposed to lack anything because we have the wisdom of God in our lives. Our righteousness, our sanctification, our redemption,
right.
All this is right with us. Once we have the wisdom of God. And this wisdom helps us, teaches us even how to run or to direct, to lead our families.
Moruti Hwanti, thank you so much this evening. You are touching based on that. This wisdom, yaritusa to lead even our families.
Amen. That's so true.
Because family, that's where things are happening. The good and the bad.
Yeah.
So we need the wisdom of the Lord.
Yeah. And Tadima Shekin, just to add again, remember, Hori, because of Christ, there is this fellowship between Christ, you know, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
When we accept Christ, we are part of this fellowship by grace alone.
Nice.
And it is by grace that we live and grow in unity with one another as children of the Lord.
It is by the grace of the Lord, my family, that we grow and be able to love and accept one another in the kingdom. I really don't know that how is the state of your life at the moment in your walk with the Lord. Would you say, I need this wisdom? I need this wisdom. And the Bible speaks very well. Mvudisi, I want us to look at the next segment.
Yeah.
Solomon by and large.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know how to come in and how to go out. I'm in this big, big mess of people, you know, this huge people, Laba, who cannot be able to differentiate between good and evil. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding heart. I want us to start there. Your take a little bit.
Yes, you know, Ntate Mashakeni, the understanding that the wisdom is provided, it's something that which we are not supposed to take it light. You know, for it is not from man that we draw our life, but it is from God. And we are, as we are being joined to Jesus, the Anointed One, and now He is our God-given wisdom. By virtue, you know, or let me say our virtue, our holiness, and our redemption, it is basically because of the wisdom of God.
Well, I must say that we are having the privilege of hosting the servant of the Lord. The Holy Spirit is here. We are not just in chair talking. No. The presence of the Holy Spirit is here now. Now, you spoke about redemption, you know, and by virtue of being redeemed, it means that this Christ we're talking about, indeed, He is our wisdom.
Amen.
Pastor Ernest Kwadi, my guest.
Yes. Thank you so much, Ntate Mashakeni. You know, God is so good, and then he's showing us that He is so great, Ntate Mashakeni. And as we indicated to say, Jesus is our God-given wisdom. And when we say Jesus is our God-given wisdom, we look into, you know, our virtue. And when we refer, Ntate Mashakeni, to our virtue, we are basically talking about the quality of, you know, the grace that which we are receiving. We are also talking about the holiness. You know, it is because of, for the reason of the holiness and for the reason of our redemption in Christ that we really obtain this wisdom. There is no way and there is nothing we can do to please the Lord if we don't realize the qualities tseo ke fetsang ho bua ka tsona Ntate Mashakeni tseo e leng hore di re fa bohlale mo ho morena Jesu. And as we indicated to say, Christ Jesus is our wisdom, and because He is our wisdom, He is the wisdom from the Lord. Now I want us also to check, maybe you can read for me, Ntate Mashakeni, James chapter 1, verse number 5 and verse number 8, because it is telling us about how we can obtain the wisdom from the Lord. The book of James chapter 1, verse number 8, and maybe we can read it up until verse number 5, Ntate Mashakeni.
You know, Pastor Ernest Kwadi, I love when we refer to scriptures.
Yeah.
Many at times when you refer to scriptures, it pleases the Lord, and the family would say amen.
Oh yes.
And amen.
And amen.
Even,
oh yeah.
Even in our churches,
exactly.
We stand up and say, Ghost,
wow,
speak to us.
Exactly. That's
you
so
said
true.
James chapter?
Yes, James chapter 1, verse 5 up until verse number 8 in Ntate Mashakeni.
If anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God.
Now, you also earlier referred on King Solomon.
Absolutely.
He realized to say, I lack wisdom.
Ah.
What did he do in Ntate Mashakeni?
Servant of the Lord.
Yes, he asked of the Lord.
Who gives to all liberally and without reproach.
He gives.
It will be given to him, yes.
Exactly. Exactly, Ntate Mashakeni. You can continue.
Right. The Bible goes on to say, my family, but let him ask in faith with no doubting. For he who doubt is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind.
Yeah. Just then, Ntate Mashakeni,
yes,
the first thing that which we need to do, if you realize that you lack wisdom, the Bible says, ask God And God, because is the God who gives generously, you know, he will grant us, he will give you the wisdom. We need wisdom. We need Christ. And if we ask for wisdom, the Bible tells us to say the Lord will be so generous, you know, to ask without even rebuking us. And he will give us wisdom.
More so, people who succeeded in life, in terms of leadership, leadership that they had in all spheres, are people who applied the wisdom of God.
Exactly.
Because you are saying, and the Bible says, the Lord gives liberally or freely.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Generously.
Yes.
Yes. Mm. You know, the Bible also tells us to say we must ask in faith without
doubt. I love that. Yes. I love that.
Now, the problem, we really doubt a lot. And
Lord have mercy.
Amen.
Lord have mercy.
Sometimes you are faced with a challenge. You don't know how you are going to overcome that challenge. That you just need to allow the Spirit of the Lord to give us words to speak, you know, to give us wisdom. And it's only wisdom that can set us free at times in some of the challenges from the challenges that which we are experiencing. And the Bible says, if you realize that you lack wisdom, ask God. And God, because he is the God who gives generously, you know, he will grant you. And the Bible also tells us to say, let us ask in faith without any doubt.
Let me read, servant of the Lord. Verse number 7, my family, Pastor Ernest Kwadi, is my guest on Intimate Moments, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is double-minded, and I'm going to end up at verse number 8. He is double-minded, man, unstable in all his ways.
Right. Now, when you read this passage, you realize that a double-minded man is very unstable.
I can imagine.
How do God bless you with wisdom
if you are
double-minded?
Yeah.
May the Lord be so merciful to us.
Yeah.
We need to realize that when we come to the Lord, we must first believe.
We must first believe
that he exists.
Hey,
yes.
Come on.
And that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
That is our God.
Yes. If you serve God,
believe.
Nice.
We
are reading this passage of scripture. It tells us on, you know, how to obtain wisdom. Simple facts. That much again. If you need wisdom, ask. How shoka bohlale kopa.
Now kopa ukupe khomdimo.
And hape
muruti.
Yes, ukupe katumelo.
Muruti we.
Yes, that much again.
Kya irata this verse.
Amen. Eh? Amen. Yes.
Now, utla Solomon uri. When wisdom enters into your heart, and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will guide you, understanding will keep you. The one that we are referring, it says, if any lacks wisdom, let him ask of God.
Exactly. You know why, Ntate Mashaki?
Talk to me, servant.
Wisdom is supreme.
We
need to get wisdom.
You are spot on,
yes.
Man of God.
Wisdom.
You are spot on indeed.
Thank you, Ntate Mashakin. Wisdom is divine, Ntate Mashakin. We need wisdom because it is supreme, it is divine, it is godly. Wisdom comes from God himself. We cannot do without wisdom. We really need the intervention of the Lord. You know, we need to ask God, you know, who gives wisdom. Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 7. Maybe you can read that. Yes, chapter 4, verse number 7, Dati Mashakin. Let's look at what Proverbs is saying.
I always say to you when we are off air, I love the way we do Bible study on air.
Yeah.
You know, how we articulate scriptures and present scriptures to the family of God.
Yeah.
You know, for us to gain knowledge. You said Proverbs chapter?
Chapter 4, verse number 7.
Proverbs chapter 4, Verse number seven. So say Muruti Ernest Kwadi, yes, on Intimate Moments, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom.
Wisdom
in all
is
you're
what?
Getting. Wisdom is the principal thing.
Is the principal thing.
Yeah. So therefore, get wisdom.
Therefore.
In all you're getting. Get understanding. Muruti Kwadi.
Yes, sir.
Ndadi
Mashakeni, risalo hona mo. The very popular passage of scripture, Proverbs chapter 9, verse number 10. This one, I know you know it by
Proverbs.
Heart. Yes. No, Proverbs. Yes.
Proverbs chapter 9, and
chapter
we look
9,
at verse number.
Verse number 10, Ndadi Mashakeni.
I'm reading it, my family.
Yeah.
This is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. As we prepare for the festive seasons, this is what we need. Proverbs chapter 9.
Verse number 10.
It says, my family, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Yeah.
And the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
The knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We need to draw to the Lord. We need to come to the Lord and to understand, to say we must fear the Lord. And the Bible tells us to say that is the beginning of wisdom.
That is the beginning of wisdom. On Radio Pulpit, thank you for choosing us. Intimate Moments on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Absolutely fantastic. As we are coming into your house, you need the wisdom of the Lord. Pastor Ernest Kwadi is still with me in the studio. And Nungurandela nanda wa Xikwembu kuhlamu seta ratura Xikwembu to explain the word of God to the family. Muruti Kwadi, I want us to start from the verse that you actually gave me to read earlier on. Proverbs, is it 7? Is it 4?
Yeah, chapter 4, verse number 7, Ndadi Mashakeni.
Let me read, my dear pastor, to
yes,
the family.
Yeah.
4 verse number
7.
Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. In all your getting, get understanding. Allow me to read verse number 8.
Okay.
Exalt her, she will promote you. She will bring honor. She will bring you honor when you embrace it. And then you said Proverbs chapter 9.
Yes, verse number 10.
Proverbs chapter 9, my family. We are just building up from what the servant of the Lord said earlier on. Because all scriptures is given by inspiration
praise
of God.
God, yes.
It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect and thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Number 3, Proverbs chapter, you said 9.
Yeah. It's chapter 9, verse number 10.
All right, I'm reading it. Oh, I love it. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Let's start in there, Muruti.
Yeah. Ndadi Mashakeni, you see Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 7. When you use another translation, it says wisdom is of utmost importance. Therefore, get wisdom. Now, manje a ge abulela gore utmost importance. Gora gore you bontsa gore, you know, wisdom ke ntho e leng gore rona re le batho re ke ke ra phela re sna yona. It is of utmost importance. And the Bible says, therefore, get wisdom. It is an instruction here. We are instructed to do what? To get wisdom, because wisdom is of utmost importance. And when it continues, it says, and with all your effort, work to acquire understanding. And this is exactly what we really need to do as children of God. First, let us realize that wisdom is of utmost importance. And then the Bible also gives us the instruction to say, therefore, get wisdom. Any person who gets wisdom, Ndadi Mashakeni, is actually the rightful person, is the person who, you know, aspires to be right with God.
We can't
live. There's absolutely nothing that we can do except acquiring or getting wisdom. And we need to get that wisdom. And we have seen how we obtain wisdom.
And we have seen, my family, how we obtain wisdom. Perhaps wherever you are this evening, make introspection. Di cheki wena ulanguta kushana in your walk with the Lord. Do you have this wisdom within your heart? Mm. Are you able to know what to do, you know, when the situation does not seem not to be, you know, bearable? Do you know what to do? Muruti wadi. Why should we acquire wisdom? Why is it so important?
Well, because Christ is wisdom.
Uh-huh.
Christ leads us. He directs our path in that Mashakeng. Huh? You know, because of wisdom,
right,
we are able to help other people realize, you know, that they are in a position where God, you know, did not put them. Wisdom helps us to lead other people as well, because we are led by wisdom.
We are led by wisdom.
Remember what Paul said when he was talking to Timothy. Was it Timothy when he said, "Follow me because I follow Christ."
Right.
That's how wisdom operates.
All right.
Because we have obtained wisdom, then we are able to follow Christ, and we have, you know, the right to advise other people to say, it is because of Christ.
Amen.
And Christ is the wisdom of
Amen.
God. And come to Christ. Come to this wisdom, Dade Mashakin. We are preaching nothing else but Christ, the wisdom of God.
Now, I love the gospel of the kingdom that we are preaching, because
it
remains the same.
Exactly. And this is the gospel of Christ that which we are preaching.
Right.
The gospel that liberates. Wisdom liberates.
Wisdom liberates.
It sets free.
All right.
It delivers.
Yeah.
It is wisdom. Christ is the wisdom of God. If we have Christ, we are being liberated.
We are being liberated.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We are set free. Dade Mashakeng. We are free. I'm free as I speak with you.
Now, it's amazing, because when Jesus speaks very well about being liberated, he spoke to the Jews that believed on him during that time.
That's so true.
He says, "You guys, if you really continue in my word that you are reading to the family, you are really my disciples indeed."
Exactly.
"You will know this truth."
And the truth will set you free.
So you're saying it liberates this wisdom.
It literally liberates.
Talk to me, Muruti.
We should not shy away from seeking the wisdom. That's
nice.
Why, Ndate Mashakeng, Proverbs 4 verse 7.
Proverbs 4 verse 7.
It says wisdom is the principal thing.
Hallelujah.
It is the...
Hallelujah.
It is the utmost importance. That is wisdom. The Bible tells us to say wisdom is of utmost importance. There's no way we can carry on without wisdom. And the Bible says, therefore, get wisdom.
Talk to me about the Holy Spirit as well. Because I suppose we cannot do anything.
Yeah.
Without him, I mean, in our ministry, in everything that we do, you know, we want him to get involved.
Exactly.
Mfundisi.
Yeah. No, that's so true. The Holy Spirit is also there to help us so that we can apply the wisdom of God. The application of the wisdom is carried forth because of the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
Nice.
You read earlier.
Yeah.
Verse number 8.
Of Proverbs.
Of Proverbs 4.
Hey, let me just see, Muruti, because it's you, servant of the Lord, who requested me to read.
Yes.
Intimate Moments with me, Thompson Mashakeng, my guest in the studio, Tatana Mfundisi Ernest Hwadi. Let me go back, Muruti.
Amen.
Proverbs chapter 4.
Yes.
Verse number 8. Ne?
Yeah.
Exalt her, she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her.
Now, the Bible says there, According to my translation, it says, "Prize her and she will exalt you."
Huh?
Because the Bible says prize her, it is referring to the wisdom that the Mashakin.
Praise Jehovah for that.
Yes, it says prize her and she will exalt you. You know, wisdom will exalt you.
Praise and Jehovah for
that. Wisdom will also embrace you. Wisdom will honor you. Why do we need wisdom in our lives? Because it will exalt you.
No, in other words, it will bring honor
it
to
will,
you.
Exactly, Ntate Mashakeni.
That
is the power of wisdom.
I'm
really interested.
You are an honorable member.
Exactly.
Because of this
because
wisdom.
Of this wisdom. That's why the Bible says,
that's
get
what the Bible says.
Wisdom.
Get wisdom.
Bazalwane, let us get wisdom. Let's get
come
wisdom.
Come on, come on.
We need wisdom in our lives, in our day-to-day activities. We need wisdom. Mm. When you go to bed, you need wisdom, Tate Mashakeni. When you write your exams, you need wisdom.
Hey.
When you counsel people, families that are battling, you need wisdom, Tate Mashakeni. And Christ is the wisdom that we need.
Well, intimate moments, we bring in the very best in terms of the gospel, in terms of things that you need to know. And I'm glad and excited that that's what we are doing on this platform. So far, so good, my family. We are enjoying the conversation. Intimate moments on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Fantastic evening. Fantastic presentation. I suppose you are enjoying this. And we are so grateful for the power of the Holy Spirit as well, who is helping us and to articulate these kingdom issues. We need to articulate these kingdom issues because we become wise in our dealings. And I'm so grateful that, we are not alone in this journey called life. Pastor Ernest Wadi, I want us to perhaps summarize some of the things that we learned with regards to wisdom.
Yeah.
Perhaps you can refer to scriptures.
Thank you so much, Ntate Mashakeni. Here, summarizer, we are, the Bible is very clear in giving us an advice on how to obtain the wisdom from the Lord. And we have read James chapter 1, verse number 5 and until verse number 8. And then here we see James is telling us, how to obtain the wisdom from the Lord. And he's simply saying to obtain wisdom from the Lord, it is, or maybe another aspect that which we can obtain wisdom, it is by asking. You ask the Lord and God will grant you wisdom. And he says when he speaks to us, we must ask by faith. And it's very much important that, Mashakeni, that we all, or at all times, we really need to come to the Lord and ask for wisdom by faith in Christ.
We'll leave it here for this evening, Pastor Ernest Wadi. Much appreciated.
Amen. Blessings to you, Ntate Mashakeni.
That's it, my family. The name is Thompson Mashakeni. Thank you so much for listening. Be blessed.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.